Giants-Dodgers, game two of the series. I'm John Miller with Giants manager Gabe Kapler. And Cap, the lineup today, you've got a lot of the right-handers in there with the left-hander Urias on the mound. And Brandon Crawford is not in there. Is this something that was predetermined with Brandon for tonight?
Yeah, Brandon and I met about a week ago, and we looked at the upcoming schedule. We did see a string of left-handed pitchers starting, and tomorrow it's going to be Walker Buehler, but then we're going to get another lefty in Colorado in Kyle Freeland. So we knew that we had to find him a day off somewhere in this stretch, and we just settled on today kind of right in the middle of everything to kind of be a refresher for him as we get the game against Buehler and then we head off into Colorado.
Now, Dubon is back on the roster as Alex Dickerson apparently got hurt on that play running to first base last night. So he's been placed on the injured list. How serious is that going to be?
I don't anticipate it being incredibly serious. We did get a scan of the hamstring, and it came back pretty clean, so nothing alarming. But he is sore today, and whenever you have somebody who strained a hamstring and they're sore, you know it's going to be a couple of days before they're safe. I mean, at the very earliest, we're talking about 4 or 5 days from now before Alex is even playable, and we're just not in a position to play with a short bench right now.
All right, so the what if last night, if the Giants had not gotten that run to win the ball game, but you moved on to the 12th inning, I suppose Alec Dickerson would not have been able to play in the 12th inning. What would you have done? You were out of players.
Right, we were out of players, but Logan Webb had his spikes on. He's kind of chomping at the bit. And, you know, sometimes you have to put a pitcher in for a position player. It happens once in a blue moon, but you do have to be ready for it. And well, Logan was a high school quarterback and a pretty good one by his accounting. So maybe he's a good enough athlete to go out there and roam around for an inning or two and give us a chance to win a baseball game.
All right. Well, it was nice that it did not turn out that way. And the big play that determined the game ultimately, Buster Posey hitting the ball to Trey Turner, Buster Posey running hard to first base, which you don't think of that, but it seemed to be something that played into how that play turned out.
I mean, I think it was obviously absolutely necessary. I don't think without that hustle and without some level of quickness from Buster, that play happens the way it did. I think Turner looked up and maybe was even a little bit of surprised to see how far down the line Buster had gotten and maybe hurried just a bit. And with Will Smith out there, not necessarily having all the experience in the world as a first baseman, you know, wasn't able to stay on the bag. And Buster's hustle play turned out to be as important as any other in the game and potentially won the game for us.
And Buster, in spite of the long night and the drama and the fatigue from such a long night for a catcher, he's back in there. And he did some heavy-duty base running. It wasn't just that play that determined the game, but also he scored from second on Crawford's hit the inning before.
Yeah, I know. I think he's a smart base runner. We're never going to look out there and see Buster and feel like he's the fastest guy on the field. I don't think he would even, you know, suggest anything similar. It's just he gets good jumps. He gets good reads. He works hard to be in the right spot, and he's made good decisions for us on the bases all year long.
The Giants and the Dodgers, game two of the series. More Cap right after this. Now more Cap with the skipper of the Giants. And Cap, Jay Jackson is the starting pitcher for the Giants. And how is this going to play out, or how do you foresee it playing out with the bullpen going against the Dodgers tonight?
I don't want to say that there's any particular script here, John, but we can get two innings potentially from Jay Jackson. We've got a couple of innings from several of our other relievers. We're going to have our whole bullpen up and prepared to pitch in today's game. We've got plenty of length and guys like Sam Long and Caleb Berger and Quintana. So we're not going to be short on innings, and we're going to get through this game and piece it together, do the best job that we can to put the Giants in the best position to win.
And did I see Tyro Estrada working on his bunting a little bit earlier before we did this interview?
Yeah, we have optional bunting regularly out here, and we encourage our guys to come out and participate in that. And part of the reason that we're pushing it right now is we haven't been a very successful sacrifice bunting team with our position players. Our pitchers have done an okay job, but I haven't been overly pleased with the position player group. And in order to do it in game, you've got to practice it. One thing I think your listeners may appreciate this, if there's a pitcher that's really nasty to hit, he's probably really nasty to bunt too. So we have to train at a more intense level if we're going to ask our players to be able to execute in the game.
So here we go. Giants and Dodgers, game two. And that's the Gabe Kapler Show for today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.